cliffcentral.com.
No, 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 no. Bring the beat back. That's right.
This is how we do.
It's apparently the woman with the, in fact, the person on Earth with the most Twitter followers. Katy Perry. Carta para.
Not only that, Gareth, but Katy Perry is number 2 on the world's 10 highest paid celebrities.
Really?
If you really want to feel.
I know who's the top.
Who?
I'll let Ben tell you who the top is. So Katy Perry at 2nd, she earned 135 US mil.
Jeez.
Jesus.
Yeah. How many million?
135 US dollar.
Oh my God.
She was last year's top earning, but she's been beaten by this person that Ben is very excited to tell you about.
Well.
Also on that list.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm excited about that. I just like getting things right every now and again.
That's all right. Yeah, also on the list. Before we get to the number one.
Why have I not lost this thing? Rihanna's also on that list. Mm-hmm. Madonna.
Tully Madonsela.
Adele, 80 mil. Rihanna, 75. Madonna, 76.5. Bruce Springsteen, if you'll believe it, 60.5.
Katy Perry. Where's he getting money from?
People love him.
Katy Perry, 135 million. The highest earning couple, of course,
yeah.
Beyonce and her man.
Of course.
1.5 billion rand.
Jesus.
That they made in the last year.
Nice.
Rand
work.
Or dollars?
Rand. 1.5 billion rand.
So it's a couple of $100 million. That's not bad.
So they're the highest earning couple in Hollywood. But yes, Ben, tell us who the top earner is.
Tell us, Ben.
Well, it's pretty obvious, right? You don't even need my worldly celebrity insights to tell you that Taylor Swift is the biggest paid person. Yeah.
Nice.
So not only does she suck the marrow out of men, she also makes more money than anyone else. Incredible.
So she's definitely making more money than her new man, Hiddleston.
Well, yeah, of
like,
course.
Definitely, yeah. For sure. She's the breadwinner there.
$170 million over the past year. See, this is because girls can't find decent boyfriends. So therefore, they put all their love and interest into Taylor Swift. Exactly what happens. It's like, we're never getting back together. I know he's a dick, but Taylor, you get me.
And it's the same on the Beyonce side. Yeah, when she released Lemonade about Jay-Z supposedly cheating on her.
Can I just say how did Ben figure out like teenage girls' minds better than the rest of us?
I don't know.
Look at you.
It's not difficult, Gareth. I literally provided 2 minutes into that. Because they always go to the same concert, okay? They don't go see Taylor Swift once. They see her all the time like she's some Mormon high goddess or something. It's like if they listen to her music live, they'll be more like her.
Wow, what a story. All right, so those are the big earners.
Yeah.
I wonder who the least successful people in Hollywood are. Like people who used to earn big money and now they're earning nothing.
That would be a great thing, like what they think they should earn and what they're earning. Yeah. It's like the input-output scale of Hollywood.
Mel Gibson. I bet you he's not earning a lot of cash at the moment. Isn't he trying to do another Passion of the Christ?
Yeah.
But it's, we know what happened with Jesus. It's over, right? You can't have a part two. I mean, we already know what happens.
No, I mean, I think the Jesus story is still one of those favorite pastimes that you can tell over and over again. And, you know.
But we know how it ends.
Yeah, but Gareth,
what's he going to do? Like have Jim Caviezel. What? Oh, that was just the opening act. Here's what happened next. What happened next?
Gareth, people are still telling stories of Hitler. I'm pretty sure they can still tell stories of Jesus, too.
Yes, Flax. What do you want?
Hasn't Cat Williams become a washed-up celebrity?
Who's that?
Exactly.
Who's
Cat Williams?
He's a comedian.
Really?
But he was an actor as well.
African-American comedian. He used to, no joke, he used to relax his hair, like chemical relaxer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure, that's embarrassing.
And he would blow wave his hair, and it was like shoulder length and great, just shiny and glossy. Shame. He's got drug problems, the last I heard.
Well, there's a lot of people in Hollywood with those.
Well, there you go, as is common practice in Hollywood.
We spoke about South African politics. I mean, I know we're jumping around quite a lot here because there's so much to talk about this morning. But someone asked Julius Malema about his weight. I spoke to him yesterday, by the way. We're getting him on ASAP, just ahead of the elections. And here he is talking about how he got thin. Because remember, Julius used to be quite a porker at a certain time.
How did you lose so much weight?
Jeff, you must eat healthy. You must exercise. Uh-huh. And then quit sugar and alcohol. because that's what I've done. You just have to, and you have to be strict on it. Don't compromise. Always, if you are tired of water, try something more lighter. If you're drinking juice, you have to make sure that you put more water in that juice to avoid consuming a lot of sugar. So you just have to be strict on your diet. My wife is very supportive.
There we go. Now you know the secret.
He has lost a lot of
weight. What's that,
though,
Pashida?
I already do that. I water down everything. I'm just one spoon away from quitting sugar, though, but I already do that. I'm still
not. I mean, you're not, but you're not overweight.
You don't have a weight problem.
Oh, it's not about a weight problem. It's about toning down.
Yeah. Ugh. It's hard work, man. Well, now we know how Julius has lost the weight. There's still a lot of people who want to talk about this hair thing, so let's get into it. I mean, Jared says, I used to get my hair cut by my mother until she cut my ear while trying to cut the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Then I stopped and I went to a professional.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
One of the guys in Bachelor Pad cuts his own hair. He takes a shaver blade and he just cuts it himself.
Oi. Well, does it look all right?
Yeah, I legit thought he went to like a professional hairdresser.
Duncan says, Duncan Dean says, the number one thing South African ladies complain about in London is not the weather, it's the shit hairdressers. Apparently you pay about £100 for highlights, blow waves, etc. And that's not from the top hairdressers. That's entry level. £100. That's R1,900 for a haircut? You're kidding. Amazing, right?
I mean, that's like, what, a third of a Taylor Swift ticket?
Mm-hmm.
Comments on that.
Exactly. Andrew says, I go to the same Pakistani guy as Adriana. I get $30 for a haircut, $15 for a shave. Nothing wrong with his quality of work. So you're definitely going to go to this Pakistani dude, right?
Yep.
Okay.
If someone can just send through on WeChat the address, and I'll go there probably this weekend.
Anushka says, look, I just saw that picture of Flax's hair that you put up on Twitter. Look how fresh and clean Ben looks. Flax must lay off the rap and fix that crap.
Ooh, that was a rhyme.
Thank you.
Supernova just wants to comment and compliment us. Loves the new format with the news at 6:15, especially the 1 hour of uninterrupted conversation. We're loving that. Well, that's what we tried to give you. And I will give credit to Ben, because he was the one who masterminded this.
It's a team game.
We've been toying around with ideas and throwing shit around. You know, we're always thinking about how we can make the show better for you. And this was Ben's idea, and a good one it is. All right. So when I go for a, just because I want to get this out of the way, when I go for a haircut, I really used to not give a damn about where I went. I was completely, whatever was closer, I didn't mind. If I got a nice head massage, I could care less if they, you know, if it was this person or this person. For a while, I went to, I went to one person. Then for a while, I went to someone else. Then when we did Idols, I just got the people who did Idols hair to cut my hair. And so I'm not loyal at all. But I have found this guy here in Joburg who's pretty damn awesome. His name is Stoffel. Stoffel. Yeah.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's like in his, probably his 40s.
Okay.
Damn good.
So that's your go-to guy now?
He's the guy. He's telling me I've got to grow it longer on top, which is where it is at the moment, and it needs a bit of a trim.
So how do you feel about growing it longer?
No, it's okay. For me, it's all about convenience. If I wake up in the morning and it takes me more than 2 to 3 minutes to get my hair in order, I'm wasting time.
Yeah, but you have the kind of hair that just does. You know, it's, no, I wouldn't say like Lego, but I mean, it's just there. It works. It's created its own order. Your hair is very disciplined.
Flops.
It's taken years of beating. Years of beating and submission.
It's like your hair could be like the North Korea of blondness. It's just, it's there. It knows where it must be. It's not trying to do anything else.
Luckily, Ben has never seen me first thing in the morning. He'd scream.
2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah, 2 to 3 minutes. How long do you take, Mubs?
Well, I have to curl this every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes between 15, 20 minutes to curl the whole head and then to like comb it out a specific way. Do you know how much time women waste on dumb shit like this?
I'm sure.
Which is why I don't wear makeup, because I would be even more time wasted.
Well, it's also because you're 12, you don't need the makeup yet.
Look, I probably
when
do
you get to 60, you will, it's a different story.
When I get to 60, I'll just stop going out into the world.
Yeah. Basically, by then, By then, Mabali will be so antisocial, she'll only know three people.
So when you talk about 2 to 3 minutes, I'm just picturing all the women who are sitting there going, oh my gosh, I waste so much time just getting ready in the morning. So
yeah,
much time.
But think about it this way, girls. You look better than me.
But for what? For what, though? It's such a pointless exercise.
Quiz says, here in Dubai, you pay 120 Rand for a haircut and a head massage by a sweaty guy, and it's not pleasant. Flax must take that 30 Rand. He must take that 30 Rand deal with that guy, that Pakistani guy.
I wish I could go to like one of those 340 Rand haircuts and then be like, no, I don't need you to swivel around the scissors like that, take off 50 Rand. No, I don't need a head massage, take off 70 Rand. No, I don't need this, take off 40 Rand.
Just do me a favor. Because if you start telling your hairdresser that kind of thing, you know what they're going to do? They're going to give you a shitty haircut because they're going to be annoyed with you. They'll just cut out a lump at the back you won't even see. Yeah, cheese cop, exactly. Ilka says, it looks like Flax is attempting a poor man's Skrillex. And Adriano says, Andrew only goes to that Pakistani guy because I told him about it. Flax is in... Jeez, you guys are...
I feel territorial over this.
Wow, okay.
The people are turning on each other.
Flax, you must find out what this guy's name is.
Yes, he's good. Please, I don't want to keep calling him that Pakistani
guy. Yeah, because these two don't doesn't sound like they know who the Pakistani man's name is.
Have you guys ever even asked him his name?
Name?
Or do you just sit there and go, oi!
Pakistani.
Yeah, Pakistani, come here. Sounds so rude.
I just got a message from Devesh saying that I must walk up the road to the Istanbul restaurant. There's a guy that will charge me $40.
Everybody,
it's literally on the corner. I know. I ride past it every day.
Everybody knows a guy who they can get service from for cheaper. This is amazing.
That's what makes South Africa
so
interesting. So apparently this guy is in Boksburg, and they'll give you the address if you want it, Flax, but I don't know if you can find someone closer to wherever you stay.
Yeah, Boksburg's a bit far.
Hey, for $30. I mean, if you think about it, the petrol there and back won't even cost you as much as a normal one. Yeah.
That's like a Big Mac for a haircut.
Oh, right.
I could trade him a Big Mac.
Jared says, I feel so sorry for women. I pride myself in being able to take a shower, get dressed, and I'm out of the door in 30 minutes. Yeah, it's tough. Ladies have to worry about everything. The clothes are a complicated thing. The hair is a complicated thing. Nails, shaving, makeup.
The fragrance.
It's just a thing.
Yeah, but...
Well, you could always just...
What?
You just let yourself go.
Yeah.
You look like a tokoloshi. Yeah.
Let yourself go. Why not?
Look like a tokoloshi.
No!
Wow. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Look, a lot of these things we bring on ourselves. So don't feel too bad.
Supernova says, life hack. Most hairdressers work from home and will charge a fraction of the salon's price, but you have to do it undercover.
True.
So in other words, what, they'll come to your house or you go to theirs?
You can go.
What
to
is
theirs.
The system that gets used in hair salons? So the hairdresser does.
I don't know.
Does the hairdresser take all that money, or does the salon charge? Like, how does it work? Like,
with the chair.
To pardon the pun, what's the cut?
With the chair.
Yeah, like some salons, you rent out your chair. So you pay for the chair that all your customers are going to come in and sit, and then you can pay. And sometimes others, it's like when you write down all the money that you make, each customer that comes down, and then your boss will take half of it maybe.
Half?
Sure.
It depends, on what the salary
negotiation is. That sounds like being a football player in a club. You don't get nearly what you deserve.
Isn't there something that hairdressers don't work on a Monday?
Yeah, they don't. Well, some.
One Monday.
Because they want a long weekend.
Because they often work Saturdays, sometimes even Sundays.
Mm.
Shannon says, morning, takes me 30 minutes for hair and makeup, and I pay £30 for my haircut here in London. Huh.
How much is that?
£30 would be, well, we multiply it by 19. We need to get our calculator. Somebody get the calculator out, because I don't know how to do this quickly. Flax, like
574 Rand.
Are you sure?
Well, 92 cents if you want to throw that in.
574 Rand. Thank you, Shannon. Tyrell says, you know what? Joburg people have problems. Cutting your hair in KZN is so much cheaper. No more than $100, even at Gateway. I tried in Sandton once. They wanted to charge me $400. I never even considered it.
Good man. Smart move.
I wonder who the most expensive hairdresser in South Africa is.
Well, you know, some of these hairdressers eventually work their way up the the status ladder, and they start calling them celebrity hairstylists as well. And I think that is when they really start to think that they can charge whatever they want.
Right. A lot of guys are bald and they like to shave all their hair off. I wonder how much that costs to have done. Because I see dudes just doing it at the basins at the Virgin Active. I don't even need a hairdresser.
Some dude got charged. I just googled most expensive haircut in Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
$1,958.
For a guy's haircut, what did he... Was he Lancelot from King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table?
I can read you the little insert he said.
Yeah?
The guy who did my hair was a delightfully sweet middle-aged gay Afrikaner. Some of my favorite people are gay Afrikaners.
Oh.
And throughout the process, I was thinking, finally, I found somewhere I feel comfortable. Somebody who I'm actually happy to talk. While he put foils in my hair. So it must be a girl. Highlights, I guess.
No, it's a guy. You said it was a guy getting a haircut.
No, the guy who did my hair.
Oh, okay. So it was a woman's haircut.
Was done in Branston.
Huh. All right. There we go. Who knew? All right, let's move on. We got some Oscar Pistorius news. Ben mentioned earlier this morning that he can go and take part, according to Sascock, in the 2020 Olympics if he feels like it.
Yeah, he'll be 32. He'll get a full year because the whole thing, you never serve your whole sentence, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's so 1800s. So you basically come out in good behavior, all that kind of crap.
Yeah.
And then you get a full year. And now what I think... See, now this isn't me being cynical. This is just facts. Because he's a Paralympian, right, and he uses the blades, mm-hmm. sure, he's got to be fit and strong, all that kind of stuff, but you can get into shape a lot easier, I think, because the blades do give him an advantage, and it gets him in, it's a lot less competitive. So it's not like Usain Bolt could go and murder his girlfriend and come back and then in a year, at the age of 32, get back into the Olympics. It's just not, it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't be possible. But Oscar, because of his discipline, because of his sport, I reckon it's totally plausible.
I mean, surely the one thing you can do in prison is, you know, to keep yourself reasonably fit.
Yeah, but he needs distance. He needs to run. Okay. You can sit up, do more sit-ups than Gary
Player. And one thing they don't want you doing in prison is going for a run.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not a good move.
So that's going to be a thing. But, like, how could he deal with that, becoming an Olympian again after that? Because the whole thing about being a sports star is confidence, right? You get it from all this national pride crap and people supporting you and going, you're my hero. But now you've got, as they loved calling him, fallen hero Oscar Pistorius. But then he'll be resurrected hero.
And people love a
Can
comeback.
Imagine the spin around this kind of stuff.
You watch some of these people who are so angry with Oscar now. You wait. Like when he gets out of prison, they're going to be the first people to say, he's back. He's come for redemption. He's back on the scene. Watch them. They love it. Yeah. People just love a simple story. Like the guy was bad, then he did his time, now he's good.
But that's just it, though, because then you'll hear that the phrase, he's served his debt to society.
Well, Sascock are already saying it, and he hasn't yet.
But if he's done 3 years, let's call it four with the 10 months he did prior to the final case, I don't know, 4 years for murder? There's no debt to society there. That sounds like you got a good deal.
Well, yeah, you also paid out Reva's parents a bit of cash.
No, unconfirmed.
Oh, really?
Oh, but then, Gareth, but the whole thing is that he lines up at 2020 Olympics, Paralympics, and there he is. Oscar Pistorius, speed of the bullet.
All right.
Blah, blah, blah.
But don't you think that the stress will take a toll on his body over the next however many months he's going to be in prison? I mean, he comes out at age 32. He's older, but then also, like, there's more... Like there's more
tattoos. There's gonna be a lot of tattoos, right?
Sure.
And there's gonna be. I think he's gonna put on a lot of muscle. I mean, you're in there now. There's no more stress to be had.
Yeah, but you remember
where's he gonna get muscle from?
He's eating push-ups, dude.
Okay, and what's he eating on the back of that?
Porridge.
Yeah, he's not
all the stuff that you should eat.
You see,
porridge.
He's not going to be eating
porridge,
you know, an optimum diet, the one that he was used to eating when he was still training.
Exactly.
Right. I remember one of the first things we said when we saw Oscar in court recently was, oh my gosh, he has aged so much.
He has. He looks old.
So that's going to have a physical toll on his body being in prison. I'm just wondering, like, how quickly he's going to bounce back and go back into athlete mode.
Mm.
Yeah, just so you are wondering, you don't get muscles from porridge. don't take Gareth's advice there, but you're right, most because you look older because you lose weight in life. Like, you generally look better when you've got a bit of skin and bone or some muscle on you.
Mm.
Whereas he became more emaciated because he was so skinny. Because I think even at his tuck shop, getting a can of tuna was quite difficult. So, yeah, porridge.
I want to go to Tiernis, who's on the line. Let's see what he has to say this morning. Hey, Tiernis, what's up, dude?
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Lekker, what's happening with you?
Man, I just wanted to dial in. I remember on Monday morning when you were talking to Anthea, you guys were chatting a little bit about Bitcoin, and you weren't exactly sure about how it works and, you know, where it is these days. We haven't heard about it that much lately.
Yeah.
So basically, the reason it's becoming an important issue again is because of the volatility in markets, right? And as you've often said on Anthea's show, when the markets are uncertain, they try to find safe havens, which is usually gold these days.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are thinking that Bitcoin could eventually become one of these safe havens. But it's a little bit more complicated than that, because the whole point behind Bitcoin is it wanted to create its own economy. So it wants to create an economy that is tailor-made for the digital realm, where many, if not most, where we all live our lives, basically. And that's the point mm-hmm. of making it open to the entire world. Now, Bitcoin was meant to be a technological advancement so powerful when it was initially released in 2008 that it transforms, you know, the way we use money in society. Now, in historical terms, of course, money has existed to facilitate trade from one party to another.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the way the economy has become integrated and everybody is trading with everybody, it's become a lot more complex than it was, you know, 200-300 years ago. So the biggest problem with keeping track of all these transactions is the bookkeeping. So there's a lot of trade agreements between a lot of parties, but all these trade agreements are always isolated to those two parties involved in that trade.
Yeah, with Bitcoin, everybody has a copy of the ledger.
Exactly. So the point is that...
Tiernis, I've got that stuff. What I wanted to ask you was, first of all, do you own any Bitcoin?
Not currently. I have in the past, but I did sell at its peak.
And then the second question is, what can you spend Bitcoin on in South Africa?
Well, that's actually one of the problems of Bitcoin. The take-up in the market has been quite slow. But there are some websites in South Africa that you can use Bitcoins on. There's a couple of coffee shops and restaurants in and around Cape Town, for example, that you can actually use Bitcoins with. You know, it's just access to
like
using that.
Flex, for example, can't use Bitcoin if he wants to pay the Pakistani guy $30 for his haircut, right?
No, definitely not. maybe someday we'll all be able to transact with Bitcoin. But, I mean, the problem is that Bitcoin is very volatile, right? It doesn't really react like most currencies. You can go check on bandwidthblog.com. I've got a whole write-up about how, yes, Bitcoin wants to be the currency of the future, but the problem is it's behaving much more like a commodity currently.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in 2013, Bitcoin was the world's best performing currency. And then in 2014, it was by far the world's worst performing currency. It lost something like 2/3 of its value that year. And then in 2015, it was the best performing currency again, up 35%. So
yeah, but you see, that kind of volatility puts people off.
Yeah, exactly. So as soon as there's more access to using it, it's going to be volatile. It's going to keep being volatile. The other issue that people have with it, of course, is that it's not like money where, you know, if you're in a country like ours, a lot of times they devalue the rand. They can devalue the rand by just printing a lot of more rand. And you can't do that with Bitcoin. So with Bitcoins, every 10 minutes, a new block of Bitcoins that are 25 Bitcoins become available to be mined.
Mm-hmm.
And this will keep happening until around the year 2110. Then 21 million Bitcoins will have been issued and obviously mined, because there's a lot of people that are mining these Bitcoins
mm-hmm.
On a regular basis. And that's why the whole business behind Bitcoin has become exactly like the mining industry in many circumstances. People are spending a lot of money to buy and create very powerful machines that automatically mine these Bitcoins. And when we say mining, all we're saying is that it's a very, very complicated algorithm that changes with every 10 minutes when there's a new block that becomes available, and you need a very powerful computer to solve that algorithm in order to mine that those 25 Bitcoin. All right.
Listen, Tiernis, thank you for that, and maybe what we should do is put you in contact with Anthea, so you could, because she was the one who wanted the explanation as well, so maybe I should put you in contact with her.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll tell you about your blog. So where can we find that Bandwidth blog of yours?
That's right, bandwidthblog.com. And we do have a lot of people that have been asking about Bitcoin, so we've actually dedicated a whole section of the website on the homepage to Bitcoin.
Okay.
and it's we cover Bitcoin extensively, but it's also, you know, gadgets and smartphones and all.
Peace and love, Tiernis. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. You too, man. There we go. Bit of an explanation on Bitcoin. Bald guy Greg here. Greg says, cheap, $20 for the shaving cream, and you stretch the blades for 2 months. I do it myself.
Oh, okay.
He shaves. A parrot, Roscoe. Roscoe says, another Pakistani guy in Joburg.
Here we go.
He also charges, he says 400, but I think he must mean 40. My brother-in-law took me there when I was up in Josie. Comes with a head massage. I got a little scared because he does a snapping neck thing with your head. Scary but cool. We find out from my brother-in-law later and send it through to Flex.
Jeepers, does this guy double as a chiropractor? Snapping neck thing.
Backstreet chiropractor. Next thing, he's delivering babies.
The next message is, my Pakistan hairdresser helped me through my marital dispute.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Nick says, I'm bald. I shave my bullet every morning. Takes 2 minutes. Well, there we go. See? There's a lot of time saving and a lot of money saving here. Don't say that we can't help each other to save some cash. Apparently George W. Bush was at that that memorial service yesterday for the Dallas police officers, and he was very odd. He's a very odd man, but George W. Bush was there in a royal blue suit, and he was, during the battle hymn of the Republic, he was the only one who wasn't on stage bowing his head respectfully. He was bopping along, almost like maniacally, like the one person at a music festival who took too many drugs.
Okay.
Clasping his hand in quiet but abject horror is Michelle Obama, bless her soul. Maybe George W. Bush is on drugs.
Well, how old is this guy now?
And he looks like he been drinking.
Aging is a cruel process.
Yeah, so they say that he's maybe just a little bit crazy. Some moments of wait, about, you know, George W. He's such a strange dude. I can't figure out if he even knows what happened when he became president.
Is he a short man?
Nah. As far as I could tell, he's like average height.
He had to be because he was a male cheerleader.
No. Yeah, that's right. He was a male cheerleader. Now, there's a sport for you, right? Nothing embarrassing about that.
So this whole Pokemon Go thing that's taking over the world, I'll tell you who's upset by the whole Pokemon Go phenomenon.
Tell me.
Is the Holocaust Museum. Because apparently they've been dealing with a lot of people who've been trying to catch these Pokemons in the museum.
And they
are saying that it is hugely inappropriate. Okay, so
who knew that all the Pokemons go and hide out in the Holocaust Museum?
It just seems like these Pokemons, there isn't a place where they can't hide. I mean, I'd love to know what are some of the strangest places where all these people playing this game have caught a Pokemon.
And you imagine all the places people have gone in inappropriately. Like people are having a meeting in one of the boardrooms and some dude is chasing around a Pokemon. And he bursts into the boardroom and he's like, hey, there he is. Captures him. And everybody goes, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Like, what is wrong with you? What is going on?
What the hell's going on here?
So there is a story about one guy who was trying to catch one of the Pokemons. His name is Koffing. I don't know how to say it. But apparently...
That's the problem right there. Stupid name to start with.
One of the things that this Pokemon does is that it emits a poisonous gas, right? And apparently this took place in the Helena Rubinstein Auditorium, which happens to be the same auditorium that shows the testimonials of Jews who survived the gas chambers.
I mean, you couldn't have more inappropriate stuff than that Pokemon.
So the museum have now gone public, releasing a statement saying, look, we're all for technology and for social media, but this Pokemon thing has become a problem. Specifically this week, they've been dealing with a lot of people who visit the museum purely to catch these damn Pokemon.
Imagine you're taking a shit and someone bursts in to catch a Pokemon while you... Imagine.
It's Pikachu, it's right? Pikachu. No, I'm taking a shit.
I mean, you're trying to get on with your life.
Flex, are there any strange places you've had to catch one of these things?
None yet, but I've read stories of like two girls in America that went in a canoe to middle of a lake to go catch a Pokemon. Some dude, a Pokemon was so remote, he actually had to hire a drone, link his phone to his computer, fly his phone over to the Pokemon to catch it.
Yes. Cindy says her son found a Pokemon in his bathroom. These things are everywhere.
Yeah.
I heard a woman actually walked onto a live news set. She just walked through the broadcast because she was chasing a Pokemon.
Yes, that happened yesterday.
Yeah. Really?
Imagine. Enough your weather. What the? No way. I'll be gone in a second.
Tabo says, Flax, I caught 5 Pokemon yesterday in my house. Some were in the lounge right next to my fish tank. Others were even inside the tank. Oh, and Gareth, I'm 29 years old and I still think Pikachu is adorable.
I heard that if you go to Ocean Basket, you can catch the fish Pokemon. Like, that's where they've put it. And so Pokemons get placed at, like, points of interest. So you'll find them at churches, shuls, stuff like that.
Yeah, and Holocaust museums. How inappropriate.
I wonder what this phenomenon is doing to kids going to school. Because, you know, a lot of school kids these days have cell phones because their parents buy them for them.
Right.
Can you imagine the kind of distraction that causes during second math period? Oh, look, there's one under the desk.
Jeez, what a waste of time. Let me see a couple of messages here that I've got to get to. And then I want to talk about Flax's interview with Bieber. Look, I don't know if this is for real or not. What's your story?
Let the interview speak for itself. It's one of the best interviews I've ever done. I am very proud of it. Uh-huh. It doesn't even need an intro. It speaks for itself.
Let's let it happen then. Here it is. I'm giving it an intro anyway. It deserves it.
This is Michael Flax's hero, right?
Flax interviewing Bieber. I don't know whether this is for real or not, but let's see. Flax says it is. Who am I to dispute?
Very excited for this. All my life I've wanted to interview you. It is Justin Bieber.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm good, and you?
Great.
So how are you enjoying being back in South Africa for the second time?
I mean, it's... You know, I think it's rainy again outside, but it's always rainy when I come here.
So any, like, big plans while you're in South Africa, smoking weed, drag racing, any of that? I know it's really, like, early in the morning, but I really want to know.
Not really. I mean, it's really early in the morning and so.
Oh, no, I understand, man. No stress. Do you feel that your fans judge you a lot?
Well, I think that I'm just kind of walking on eggshells right now.
I didn't quite understand your last answer, so let me rephrase the question because I know I understand what I'm saying. So, do you feel you're under a lot of pressure right now in the music industry, as well as a lot of pressure from your fans and your family and that?
Well, I think it's just, I think they put more responsibility for me because of my image, I think, and where I was, what I was representing. I think when you tell people you're going to represent belief and hope and stuff, and then you're off not really doing that, I think people just get mixed messages. If I would have came out from the get-go just like smoking weed and just like that would have been my image, but it wasn't, so they kind of like people just got confused.
Can you imagine being caught in a conversation between these two?
Yeah, I can imagine it though.
Now my image is like, I just want people to see me as just a normal dude. Like, I just come in here with my hoodie because I'm comfortable and just chilling.
Now, Justin, I know that you have a strong affiliation to the SABC. How do you feel about the censorship and all the negative things that people have been saying about them lately?
Of course, certain things will get back to me, but, like, at the end of the day, I try to tell all my people around me, like, if you hear something, don't tell me. Because I'd rather just not know and just, like, then hear it and just, like, start thinking about it too much, and I don't need to know.
Oh, man, don't let little things get you down. I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for your support.
Bro, I've never been to Vegas. You ever been to Vegas?
Vegas is fun when you do it with the right people.
And, of course, what's it like being friends with one of the richest men in sports, Money Mayweather?
He likes to talk about money, which is funny because it's not even in a weird way. He's always like, make sure, Justin, make sure you're getting those checks. Make sure no one's getting over on you, Justin. And he's like, they gonna know you're talking to Floyd. And it's just like, it's funny, man, the way he words stuff. It's really cool.
I can imagine it's very cool.
How many more questions?
Let me ask you two more. How about that? Now, you spent a few weeks at a hipster camp growing shrooms. What was that like?
Diving into that culture, it was like they didn't give a I guess I can say fuck it.
Yes, cliffcentral.com uncensored. You can say that, Justin. Now, I know, Justin, that you listened to Relax It's Flax 420 on a Friday. What were your initial impressions when you started listening to my show?
I just sit and I listen, you know, because he's been through a lot of stuff and he's not just talking to just talk. He's obviously got something to say that he's feeling from his heart. So when I hear that, I like to just sit and listen. He's a really, really smart guy.
Thank you, Justin, for taking the time to chat with me. Hopefully we can grab a beer and become friends.
Oh, wow. How's that, Flax? Geesh. Sure. I mean, I actually think that's like that would be the real conversation if you were sitting in the same room as him. That would totally be what would happen.
Such a down-to-earth guy. I enjoyed the time we had together. I wish it could have been longer, but his publicist had to rush him away to other interviews.
Of course.
But he has put me in touch with a lot of powerful people in America.
Okay.
And it looks like it's positive on the side that Kanye West is keen to do an interview with me.
Wow.
Kanye West is notorious to interview. He's very difficult to actually have a conversation with. He's, you know.
I think I can tame the beast.
Well, let's see if you manage to get this one. Anushka says, Flax, I have a friend that is a really great psychologist. I'll hook you up. Okay. A lot of people think that maybe this is a figment of your imagination.
No, I agree. I can't see the interview going any different if he was in the studio right now.
Yeah, if I let you interview him, you'd ask him those exact same questions.
Most definitely.
Yeah, there we go. All right, what else is going on? There's so much to talk about today because there's been so much happening in the last few days and we always run out of time. Can I play a Donald Trump thing for you quickly?
I think you should.
Yeah, there's this brilliant Bernie Sanders Donald Trump team. They're actually doing a comedy show all over America at the moment. By the way, you know Bernie dropped out of the race officially and endorsed Hillary Clinton yesterday.
Bernie Sanders. But so what does that mean?
It means that Clinton has got support from Bernie, and all Bernie supporters are furious. And many of them might actually end up voting for Trump just because they hate Hillary.
But does that mean that there's a potential position for Bernie should Hillary win come November?
That depends on Crooked Hillary.
And then, of course, we have Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary, fuck.
Yeah, right. But here they are. Here's Trump and Bernie, the impersonators on CNN. And you could hardly tell the difference between them and the real people.
Senator Sanders, so nice to meet you, Mr. Trump.
I'm billionaire Donald Trump, and I am exactly... There's an imposter running for president. I can tell you that.
So Senator Sanders, if I may begin with you. Why do you think you're the right person for the job to unify this country?
Look, I think, and this is just what I think, I think it's far too long that the top 1% of the top 10% of the top 1% of the top 10% controls more percentages than all the other percentages.
Mr. Trump is shaking his head.
I mean, it's ridiculous. First off, I want to tell you, we're losing all the time. I will not turn this flag right side up until the United States is winning. And that'll be when I become president. You know, I have to tell you, when we started, we had 17 candidates. And I have survived every rose ceremony. I've survived every rose ceremony. And I am sure when it comes to getting knocked off the island, I will survive.
Mr. Trump, I promise you that. I'm a big fan of The Bachelor and Survivor.
I think it's also not fair. The 200% of everything goes to 1% of Mr. Trump sitting next to me. And that's what we're fighting against.
Okay, so what's next? Yeah. What's happening in South Carolina, Senator?
Well, look, I think South Carolina's down there. It's right underneath North Carolina. And I think it's in the top 50% of Carolinas in the country.
It's not looking good for you, according to
polls. I think if we can close it to within 10%, we're going to call it a victory.
I would promise South Carolina this, that first off, we're going to win. It's going to be incredible. But here's the thing. I want to purchase the Great Pacific Garbage Patch and make it the 51st state of the United States. I think it's a perfect staging ground for immigrants and people like that.
Look, let's get into some hard numbers. I want to sit down with you. I go ahead and read the Trans-Pacific Partnership back and forth to each other.
I was endorsed by a white supremacy group. I think that's all you need to know.
Thank you.
Tremendous. Look, you're a wonderful female. I got to tell you that. Really
yield
great female.
Balance of my time to you. Thank you for your partnership.
There are people who couldn't
huge.
Get into the studio.
Huge.
There were
it
so many
huge.
People out. It was unbelievable.
And it's remarkable that I've gotten this much airtime on CNN. I want to thank you for that.
On that note, bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Sure.
But one thing you don't know is that Donald Trump called up a one of those florists who will send a gift or a greeting card. Mm. In fact, it wasn't a florist. It's a lingerie shop.
Uh-oh.
And he was buying lingerie for his daughter because, you know, he said some things about his daughter that people are not sure that that's decent.
Was he really?
Acceptable. Well, he said if Ivanka wasn't his daughter, he would have dated her.
You know, that I remember. But did he really buy her lingerie?
Listen.
How may I help you?
Hello, I'm looking for a very special gift for somebody I adore. I'm thinking sexy lingerie.
We have tons of lingerie.
Oh, perfect. Do you have any panties that say, Daddy's little girl on the ass?
Yeah, we've got some that say, like, Daddy's little girl on it.
Oh, my daughter would look so hot in those. Would your daddy ever do something like this for you?
Knowing my father, then it would probably be okay. We're very open.
Wow.
Okay, good. Can we include a card with this?
We could include a card with that.
Okay, write this down.
Okay.
Baby girl Ivanka, I have to thank you for making me a grandfather again. If you weren't my daughter, I would do unthinkable things to you that would be legal if I'm elected president. Now read that back to me.
Okay, let me go somewhere else to write.
Let's hear it.
I have. Thank you for making me a grandfather again. If you weren't my daughter, I would do unthinkable things to you. That
keep talking to Daddy.
Will be legal if I'm elected president.
Perfect. Menage a trois. Me, you, and your new husband in the Lincoln bedroom. Hillary Clinton is a fat pig. Trump 2016.
Yep. Okay. Menage a trois. Your Jew husband in the Lincoln bedroom. Hillary is a fat pig. Trump 2016.
Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Mr. Trump.
Oh, we're going to make America great again.
Yes, we sure are.
What are we going to build?
We're going to build a better America.
Yes, but what are we going to build to divide us from Mexico?
A wall.
Oh, very good. And who's going to build it?
The soldiers?
No, they make tacos, burritos, they clean my pool.
Mexicans.
Bingo.
And did you want me to, how am I supposed to get this to you?
My receptionist will call back with some payment information. Thank you, and have a great day. Vote Trump.
Yeah, thank you very much. You have a great day.
Well, there we go. That's actually Donald Trump.
Well,
yeah.
The man always manages to astound.
Is he creepy or what? Oh, Homo from the Renegade Report, who's been quiet for the last couple of weeks, he's been in Namibia or something, says Bernie campaigned about the rigged system and then endorsed the most rigged candidate he could find. Hillary, crooked Hillary, laughing for days.
Yep, that's politics for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game of strategy.
That's right. Got an interesting guest coming in a moment or two, A.B. Musa, and he and his family have got an amazing 75-year history in South Africa. They had the first independent cinema group. They were actually the people who brought Gandhi to South Africa. And he's got some amazing stories to tell us about all the cinemas that were taken over during apartheid and his family and their involvement in all of that. And he also gets confused for the Bollywood actor Salman Khan. He's shy about this. He doesn't like to talk about it, but he gets mobbed. He will often walk through Johannesburg and he will be mobbed by women who think he's a famous Bollywood actor, Salman Khan. So you got to watch out if you hang around with him. And he also knows John Flismus very well. Apparently they went to high school together. I didn't even know John Flismus went to school. So that's news to me. And they've also been involved in the final production of the latest Nelson Mandela film, which is the one that follows the search for that gun that he buried on Lily's Leaf Farm. You remember? We spoke about that.
Yeah.
A while ago. In fact, we've had some people in from Lily's Leaf to talk about it. We spoke to Ahmed Katrada about it a while ago. There's a lot to talk about there. So that's A.B. Musa coming to join us in a short while. Do you want to know what else is on the lineup for today?
Sure, give it to us.
All right. Only because you asked so nicely. Let me see what I can find here for you. We have got... God damn it. My email's not working properly. Let me see. Flax, have you got the lineup there with you?
I can pull it up in 5 seconds.
All right, please do that. I promise things and then I can't deliver and then people get upset with me. People are very impatient.
Okay.
Listeners. Yeah.
So 9 to 10, we have Frankly Speaking.
Yes, with Rory and Andrew.
10 to 11, Digital Kung Fu with Matt Brown.
Excellent. That's a new show we got. Yeah.
11 to 12, one of the coolest men in town, G-Man the Ad-Man.
That's Grant Tolle, yeah. Very good. He's talking about advertising. Don't forget that they've got the Lurie's coming up in August. That's going to be a big, big deal. It always is in South Africa. All the advertising people get together. They take lots of drugs, and they drink a lot, and they behave very badly. But they also give each other awards. You don't think that's right, Pashita? You think I'm being unfair?
Yeah, my husband is in advertising. He does not do that.
All right, he's the exception, though. You know that, right? Lucas is a good guy. I mean, he's not like those crazy executives who are snorting lines off of hookers.
12 to 1, these guys promise they'll take me to the strip club every weekend.
Ah, the football show, yes.
These guys have the coolest whips in town, Auto Central, 1 to 2.
Right.
Then 2 to 3, the worst guys.
Now that is Mark Mdluli and Riabetswe. Mm-hmm.
One of the coolest DJs in South Africa, the Capital Rapper.
DJ Capital. What a guy. Do you listen to that show, Flax? Because if you want to be taken seriously in what you call the rap game, you need to be listening to DJ Capital.
No, he's such a cool dude, DJ Capital.
I noticed you talk to him whenever he's in here. You're trying to up your street cred.
He's got a lot of connections.
Yeah.
And then 4 to 6 coming on Cliff Central.
All right.
And then we have the podcast-only shows.
Right. So who have we got today? It's a Wednesday.
So at 6 o'clock, we have Candid Business.
Right, with Ellis Miandu, who formerly was the editor of the Business Report and now does this Candid Business show, which if you are interested in digging deep into how business in South Africa works, how the relationships between government and the trade unions and big business and small business all work, this is the guy to figure it out with you, Ellis Miandu.
And at 6:30, to wrap up your day, we have Wedding Central.
Now, Mubs, we had these two ladies in here not so long ago, Dombi and Kali. And the two of them put together weddings. That's what they do for a living. So they know weddings like the back of their hand. They've seen it all. They've done it all. There isn't a dedicated wedding show anywhere that I could think of on radio or on podcast in South Africa. These ladies know everything about the business. The photographers, the flowers, the venues, the food, the dresses, the bridezillas.
Yeah.
Because it's just the biggest day in some people's lives, and rightly so. But it's also the worst day for the poor wedding planner.
Well, I mean, it wasn't Dombi who said that for the most part, you know, women are very, you know, they're rational human beings until the day that they're about to become a bride, and then the brain stops functioning.
Damn straight. It's a hell on wheels in a black dress. All right, let's get into conspiracies, and then we got to get to A.B. Musa in the next while. All right, Flax, over to you. I'm always a bit nervous about these conspiracy theories because sometimes by the end of it, you even agree that they're complete nonsense. Are you convinced by today's conspiracy theory at all?
I am very convinced by today's conspiracy theory.
I'm still worried for various reasons. Okay, let's go. Here it is. The conspiracy theory of the morning with Michael Flax. We do this every couple of days just to check in on what wacky shit people believe. What do we got?
Your conspiracy theory for today is the U.S. military stole dead babies to do experiments. Dead babies to do experiments.
Uh-huh.
They'd go around in the dead of night. They'd dig up dead babies.
Yeah.
And they'd use them to do experiments on. Or if a baby died while it was in the morgue, they would cut off its limbs and take it to use the tissue for experiments. And then when the mother asked for the baby, they'd make up some bogus excuse, something like that.
Really?
The operation.
Why do people believe this? I mean, what's the... Why not just get, you know, cadavers from the morgue? You could get those anyway. I mean, you know, medical schools all over the world do that. Why would you need to steal babies? How bizarre.
I think that they would be missed less.
No, they'd be missed more.
Because if you took a full-size body, I mean, people might notice that.
You can legally obtain them. Some people donate their bodies to
medical science.
This is dumb.
Are you ruling it out as false?
Totally. It's nonsense. Have you got any more facts? In inverted commas?
Well, your biggest fact for today would be that this is actually a true conspiracy theory.
From what?
Clinton's administration's advisory committee dug up the details of the project called Project Sunshine as part of their mission to uncover ethical issues in past radiation experiments.
Got bad news for you. President Clinton's on the line. Mabali, you ask him about this.
Why must I always Mister,
because
with
he
Bill.
Likes talking to you. He doesn't like talking to me.
How are you?
Hi, Bill.
I'm good. What are you wearing?
No. Bill, so...
Have you got a bra and panties on today?
Bill, you know, you are bordering on Donald Trump buying lingerie for Ivanka
I'm
type
so
of
creepy. I'm so excited because my wife got an endorsement from that Muppet.
Bernie Sanders,
that's his name.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Bill, how do you feel about Donald Trump calling your wife Crooked Hillary? I've been meaning to ask you this for a while.
Well, I'll tell you something. Donald Trump has got some nerve saying that about Hillary.
Right.
I know for a fact she's not crooked.
Okay.
I myself have slept with her 3 times in my life.
Okay. Bill, let me ask you a question. Let's say Trump wins in November. That would automatically mean that you don't get to move back into the White House.
He won't win.
Okay, well, let's assume that he does.
He's been married 3 times, which tells you, you know, the guy doesn't know how to commit.
Okay, Bill.
I have only been married once. I'm a good man.
You're a committed man, Bill.
And my wife, Hillary, she knows how to be committed to this country.
Bill, what I wanted to ask you was, let's say Trump wins in November, would you find an excuse in the world to visit the White House? Because it would mean that Melania
just
Trump...
Hold on, I just got to touch myself quickly. Right. Just give me a second.
Okay, all right. Donald Trump's
don't
wife...
Don't tell her. I've got the phone right here in my crotch.
Sorry, Bill, are you talking to me?
What's that?
Were you talking to me just now?
I don't know what you're talking about. What were you saying?
Well, I mean, Donald Trump's wife as the first lady.
Yeah, Melania.
Would you find reasons to visit the White House all of a sudden?
Well, I think, look, I do not aim high. And if you've seen the kind of women who I'm attracted to in my life, you would know Melania is well out of my league.
Oh, okay. So you don't even bother being...
I'm in Arnold Schwarzenegger territory.
What does that mean?
Where the maid is the likeliest outcome for me.
Okay.
But now you're getting me to confess about stuff I shouldn't talk about. My lawyers have warned me about you. That's why I asked what you were. I only came on because they told me you were wearing a sexy outfit.
Well, actually, Bill, we just wanted to clarify. Michael Flack says that the Clinton administration...
Who's that?
...spoke about the Sunshine Project where illegal tests were being conducted on the bodies of babies.
Look, I mean, as the first black president, I tell you, it's some straight-up bullshit.
As the first what, Bill?
First black president, that's me.
You are the first black president.
You haven't seen me play the saxophone, have you?
Oh, no, I haven't, but I hear you're impressive.
I'm blacker than black, baby. Okay. On the inside.
All right, Bill.
Okay.
Okay, we've got to go, but thanks for your time, as always.
I love you.
Oh.
You know that.
Yes, Bill.
Vote Hillary.
Yes, Bill.
Do not vote Trump. He will trample all over you. He will take away your rights. He's going to build some stupid wall.
Yeah.
That's going to keep a whole lot of interns out. Dumb idea if ever I heard one.
That would be the biggest travesty.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well,
okay.
We have to go.
You sure?
Yeah, you can go back to...
I can linger a little longer, baby.
No, you can go back to talking to whoever it was you were whispering to just a second ago.
That's my chief of staff.
Is she a woman?
Of course she's a woman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Wow.
I found out why it needed to be babies.
Oh, come on.
We're still here.
Oh, come on.
We're still here.
Really?
Okay.
They would remove the baby's bones and test radioactive isotopes on the bones. And I guess the bone density is different from a child to a fully grown human.
Whoa!
All right. Flex, this is a nonsense theory.
It's called Project Sunshine.
Can I suggest that we put conspiracy theories to bed forever? I just don't see how this is, because it gets worse every week.
This is the first one that I can confirm is true.
No. How could you confirm it? You've got no facts.
President Clinton
said. Oh, please, President. You heard him on this. All he wants to do is flirt with Mabali. He doesn't have anything to confirm. All right. Thank you very much. There we go. Michael Flex with conspiracy theories. 0861-555-189. Our guest, A.B. Moose, is coming up next. CliffCentral.com, baby. Here's something really beautiful from Annie Lennox. This should make your morning good. CliffCentral.com.